This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The early 21st century may well be remembered in the entertainment world as the birth of binge watching. Whether the habit of hitting next episode actually improves the experience is up for debate. But for one artist, it's a window into history. In an effort to explore our cultural relationship with computer technology, artist and art professor Jeff Thompson watched 20 years worth of Law and Order, a total of 456 episodes, and documented when computers were used and how.
The police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
The computer age.
They made mistakes before computers.
Mixing up a homicidal maniac and a turnstile jumper?
You know Walker. Sounds like Brutus Walker.
Yeah, only Brutus carries bigger guns. Here.
The project was commissioned by the arts and technology organization Rhizome, and Jeff joins us now to tell us more. Jeff, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
So why Law and Order?
There are so many reasons. Law and Order is this kind of perfect mirror for looking at culture. We think of TV as maybe being too artificial or fake, but Law and Order, it's ripped from the headlines format. It's meant to really kind of mirror what's happening now. And unlike a movie, which only lasts an hour and a half and has kind of a single plot point, Law and Order spans 20 years. So we have this huge kind of archive to draw on. Since it started in 1990, that's kind of the rise of the PC being really common. And throughout the 20 years of the show, we can see the PC, laptops, internet use, smartphones, those kinds of things. It's this perfect kind of period in technological history as well. Mm.
You told The Atlantic that Law and Order is the perfect artifact for exploring the history of our relationship to computers. So does this make you a sort of, I don't know, digital archaeologist?
I think so, yeah. I mean, there's things that we've written a lot about, like mainframe computers, the early history of computing, or cloud computing issues now. But the more mundane things like a computer desk or how people would use computers together or where they might be placed in a room, that kind of stuff we don't write about, we don't even really think about. But a TV show like Law & Order is a perfect way that we can go back in history and kind of observe those things that were included in the show without ever really being thought about. It's just reflecting how we use those at that time.
So tell us a little bit about that. How did you see the computer desk being used through 20 years of Law and Order?
So anyone who's used a computer in the 80s or 90s remembers these kind of fake wood, specialized kind of furniture. You'd buy it at a computer store, which also used to be a thing. And, you know, would have things like a keyboard tray or slots for CD-ROMs and stuff like that. So it's this very particular kind of piece of furniture that doesn't exist anymore. So in the early episodes, you see computers on these dedicated kinds of things. They're tucked away in the corner of a room. They're shared amongst an entire office, or occasionally someone has their own computer. And by the end of the show, you know, everyone's using laptops at their own desk. So things like the computer desk, you could see it vanish.
Yeah, it used to never be at the same desk where a person sat.
Right. I mean, part of the reason might be you have these huge monitors, but I think, too, that it was this kind of rude thing. You wouldn't use a computer while talking to somebody. So you see in the early parts of the show, you know, someone will maybe turn to use the computer to look something up, but really, I think it would be kind of rude to be interacting with this thing. And, of course, by the end, we have the total opposite, which is people distractedly checking their phones to read their email and stuff like that.
There are, in total, 456 episodes of Law and Order. How long did it take you to watch all 20 seasons? Tell us about that process.
It took about a year and a half. Each episode is about 45 minutes long. I did watch the show at 150% speed. So about half again as fast.
Wait a minute. Can you understand what people say? Was it all sped up?
Yeah, that's about the threshold at which it's still enjoyable to watch. I mean, it drove my wife crazy hearing it in the background. But it saved me somewhere around 100 hours watching it like that.
So I guess you weren't really watching for the dialogue. You were sort of scanning for computers?
No, I mean, I was watching it, and along the way, I gathered a total of about 11,000 screenshots of computers, but also quotes about computers and technology on the show. I recorded instances of firsts, so the first laptop, that kind of thing. And sort of unrelated to computers, gathering up other information that I thought would be useful to look at, like the gender of victims and perpetrators.
So you made a kind of concordance of Law and Order.
Yeah, and one of many potential threads that someone could take through the show. I think that there's a lot left to be mined just because of the show's structure. It's kind of perfect for that.
You need tools to write a thesis?
No, I use a laptop computer to write a thesis. I use tools to fix my VCR and my toaster.
So any moments stand out for you as you're scanning through all of this material at 1.5 speed when you sort of notice, oh, a computer, great.
Yeah, so there's some really interesting ones. The first computer ever appears in the first episode. So it starts from the very beginning. It's not turned on. And in fact, we see computers not turned on through a good portion of the show, especially the first half of the show. Most computers aren't. The first computer is turned on in the 9th episode of the first season. And then throughout, we see things appear like the dot matrix printer in the 2nd season, people talking about BBS systems and the word download in the 3rd season.
So like old bulletin board kind of things, yeah.
CD-ROMs appearing in the 7th season, the first BlackBerry in season 12, season 12 being about 2002. And then by the end of the show, we see Gmail pop up in the 17th season, the first thumb drive in the 2nd to last, the first iPhone in the 2nd to last.
How did these track with consumer use? I mean, were they sort of ahead of their time a little bit and pushing the use of computers, showing that, you know, the police department has it over us or about the same time?
That's a good question. I don't know for sure. I think it's probably just a gut kind of guess. I think it's probably a little behind, which is actually probably pretty accurate. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a city institution rather than a design firm or, you know, a tech startup or something like that.
We have talked on this program about how binge watching can change the way that we consume television. It is interesting to think that it could be changing its artistic or historical value. Do you think that this experiment of yours has added value to this television show?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think I identify as an artist. I see this project as certainly falling under my studio practice. It also falls under cultural analysis, media history, other things too, which I find interesting. But as an artist, I think not knowing exactly what it is, what these screenshots mean as a whole, that's interesting to me, that I can look at them and see one kind of thing. Somebody else might look at these images having a different history with computers and might find a totally different narrative.
Jeff, you mentioned that you'd put together a list. How are you sharing this project with the public?
So the main forum is a Tumblr blog at computersonlawandorder.tumblr.com. It posts one episode a day for the next 456 days. We're about maybe 15 episodes in, so for the next year and a half. And then on there as well is a link to a GitHub repository, which has all the code used for, there's some specialized software I wrote and some hardware and things like that for gathering the screenshots, the variety of other things like that. And then there's a book that's also linked on the Tumblr, which includes an essay about the project and a list of the firsts and the quotes and a few other things.
What are some other programs or maybe even types of programs that might reveal important cultural shifts and technological shifts when viewed in this archaeological way? You know, Sex and the City, Jeopardy, anything else come to mind for you?
I don't know. I've been thinking about that a lot over the last few weeks. Somebody mentioned Murder, She Wrote, which I never watched, which might be interesting. I mean, even I think the spinoffs of Law and Order aren't, like SVU, are not nearly as good for this kind of thing. They have a more sci-fi sort of relationship to technology. And I don't know if that has to do with when it started or just the structure of the show. I mean, I think you could find different things in different kinds of shows depending on what you're looking for. So if you're looking for accurate representations, that's much harder. If you're looking for what we imagine technology being like, you have a lot more to choose from. Jeopardy would be really interesting, somehow analyzing every question on the show or something.
I wonder if when you're in public places now or offices, you immediately notice, you kind of case the joint for what kind of technology is around you.
It's actually so much worse than that. Whenever I watch TV or a movie, I built a little device to capture the screenshots just because it made it easier. So it's sort of a touch sensor. And I now when I'm watching TV completely unrelated, I have this sort of reflex to reach out and hit the button, and I feel it in my arm, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, Jeff Thompson, I'm sure you'll be onto something else at some point.
Absolutely.
You can read much more about Jeff's project and see links to that Tumblr, which is where he's been recording and documenting computers on Law and Order, as well as the essay he mentioned. Links are all at wordofmouthradio.org.
Type in what we're looking for, Eagle Graphics, and the motto, Our Dentist, Fortuna, Yuva. Search engine does the rest. If it's anywhere on the internet, we'll get a hit.
One of these days, you have to teach me how to play solitaire on that thing.
Bingo. This shows us where to find it.
Let's surf the net.
We're going to stay with the continuous consumption of media and a man who combs through YouTube's vicious comments section for unexpected glimpses of human kindness. That's when Word of Mouth continues.